So I'm joined by Tony Williamson, and we're looking forward to the Saturday morning card featuring the PGR Puppy Derby, Premier Greyhound Racing Puppy Derby. Tony, as always, another high quality event. You were snowed under with entries. Are you enjoying it?
Yeah, it's great competition. 60 plus entries to whittle through at the start. As I say, we went for all the pups that dipped under the 28.60 time, which was phenomenal. It's really good competition and some outstanding puppies to follow going forward.
Now, you originally worked with Jim Woods, and we'll talk about him shortly because there's a competition in his memory. What can you remember your first puppy derby? When would that have been?
I couldn't recall the actual year. I remember like Carly Philpott obviously winning it, and going back, I think Henry Tasker, Crocker, was it? Just some great pups over the time. I've seen that many of them.
Yeah.
I can't remember the first one I did, no.
No. When was it you started in the Monmouth Racing Office?
1993.
Yeah.
Yeah, April 93, Jim Woods and the then stadium manager, Bob Harwood, he interviewed me. The one for me, it's always great when a Monmouth trainer wins it, and I remember John Coxon, who no longer trains, that Elite Snore boy of his.
Yeah,
that was really good when, because he just had graded runners and he had that one exceptional dog.
Yeah.
But then you had like Dairyland Sue also for Rosny when he was here, brilliant. But also that Cookston's Free, remember that coming as a reserve, didn't it? Wasn't exactly coming as a reserve for Allsop, and that won the Puppy Derby as well. Always good when the Monmouth dogs win, but well, always easier.
Looking ahead then, have you got, before we go into the individual heats, have you got a fancy to win out?
Before it started, I said about Iceman's Girl, of Nathan's, and owned by Gerwin Price, impressed me in its trials. And then, obviously, the favourite, Connor Curley, breaking the 28-second barrier, that was just phenomenal. So, yeah, you'd think that those two have still got great hopes in their respective semi-finals. But out of the winners the other day, Omer Chiata of Tom Helmbron's run really well, showed great early pace and recorded a 28.06. So he's a really nice puppy.